Notes I need. Hi, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to see everyone. Thank you for coming, and hopefully the Torah we learn will warm us up. And certainly it's nice to... Yeah. It's nice to see everyone, especially on the start of a long weekend and a little vacation time to come out and learn. It's very nice. I also thank numerous people I reached out during the week with things that happened to them, conversations they had, and they were able to hold back on what they said or what they heard. They said it, you know, credit to the shiur. I just think it's a credit to all of us trying to be more sensitive. It was really nice and gave me a lot of chizuk to hear from people. Tonight, we got some real nitty-gritty halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim will dispel a false akula that people have, and then we'll provide for us, not that we're looking for kulas, but we'll provide for us our first kula, our first big leniency. To set it up, I'm sorry, I'll have a decision made about which sefer to buy. I'm being very indecisive. So hopefully we'll have a decision. If you take a look on page one on the right side, this is Klal Beis. If you don't have the packet, you could find up here. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Asur l'saper l'shon hara al chaveru afshu emes afilu b'fnei yachid." That we know already. Chafetz Chaim says it's forbidden to speak l'shon hara on one's friend and fellow man, even if it's true, even if it's one individual to one other individual. The kol shekein b'fnei rabim. Certainly, this is true if one speaks that slander, that gossip in front of numerous people. The more people who are hearing that Lashon Hara, the worse the avera is for the one who speaks the Lashon Hara. And that's for two reasons. One, the more people hear about it, the more embarrassment there is, and the more of a potential loss that's caused the subject of the slander. That's one reason why it's worse if there are more people. The other reason is because the Chafetz Chaim writes earlier on, we didn't see this, when he counts all the sins violated when one speaks Lashon Hara, one of them is lifnei iver lo titein michshol. I can't put a stumbling block in front of another individual. And there's a prohibition to hear Lashon Hara, there's a prohibition to believe Lashon Hara. So if I say Lashon Hara in front of a large audience, every person who listens to and hears that Lashon Hara, I violate a separate issur of listening evil to din mukshal. So if I speak in front of a whole room, that could be 50, 60. If it's forwarded 100 times, it could be even worse. And that's why the contemporary poskim speak about email and certainly newspapers, magazines. It's not so simple. You really have to be careful. Those who are publishing newspapers have to be careful in terms of what they say, because it could be read by, I mean, no one really reads newspapers anymore. But I guess websites, blogs are read, are forwarded, emails are forwarded. So it's a worse avera the more people who hear about it. So that's how he sets things up. Then, says the Chafetz Chaim, turn the page to page two, the Chafetz Chaim says there's this notion of a heter of ape tlasa. Ape tlasa means a group of three people. Now, if you notice, each of the next couple pages, there's like one or two lines of the Chafetz Chaim, and the whole thing is really footnotes where the Chafetz Chaim delves into all the Gemaras and all the Rishonim and all the Achronim. We're going to try to not... I'll try to present it, having gone through a good chunk of it. But I'd like us to see one Gemara together. It's a Gemara, I apologize, back on the bottom of page one. I'm sorry. This is a Gemara. This is often quoted as a heter, and the Chafetz Chaim tries to explain what this means. On the right side, on the bottom, where there's the arrow, he quotes the Gemara. He says, "Mipnei shekama anashim toan b'zeh." There are numerous people who are make a mistake about this. The tolan es atzman b'divrei Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and they hang their hat on a ruling of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Omar b'Baba Basra. He says in Maseches Baba Basra, so Gemara Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, the following: Kol milsa de misamrei be'ape tlosa, any statement, any divrei genai, any slanderous or degrading comment said in front of three people, leis be mishum lishna bisha. There's no problem of lashon hara. That's what the Gemara says. Kol milsa da amri dimis amri ba'apei klasa. Any word, any slander that's said in front of three people, there's no lashon hara. So it says the Chavetz Chaim, a lot of people have the mistake of saying, based on that Gemara, that if I'm speaking into a group of people, it's not lashon hara. I'm speaking to three people. I'm speaking to a room. I'm forwarding an email to 10 people. There's no lashon hara because the Gemara says kol milsa dimis amri ba'apei klasa. It says the Chavetz Chaim, that's not what that means. That's not what it means. So what does it mean? So with that, we can go back to page 2. It says the Chavetz Chaim. U'mashenimtza heter b'divrei chazal lomar b'fnei shlosha. That where there's a heter to speak in front of three people, haynu b'davar she'eno gnai gamur. That's referring to a statement that's not actual gnai. It's not explicitly negative or slanderous. The hadibur shelo yeshlo shnei panim. The word said could be taken in one of two ways. The inyan kazeh yadua shataloi lufi hadibur sheomer osa masaper be'esipuro. There are things that we say where depending on the person speaking, he can mean one of two things. I'll give you some examples that I thought of. I'm sure you could think of more. Someone asks you about someone, or you're talking about someone, you could say, he or she is very interesting. He's very interesting. So what does it mean? Does that mean, why don't you have a conversation with him? Fascinating. You'll be mesmerized by the depth of his conversation, or by his diverse opinions, or does that mean he's a little weird? She's a little weird. It's interesting. You can say about someone, he's funny. He's funny. So what does that mean? He's funny. It means he's a clown. He's a late. Or it means phenomenal speaker. Have him speak because he's very funny. And I think there are a lot more. You could ask about a speaker, and I could say, yeah, he's a real intellectual. I don't know. Does that mean he's really boring? Not that all intellectuals are boring. But these are types of words which aren't necessarily slanderous. They could be negative way. Maybe not. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Bizeh, the last three words on page 2 on the left side, Bizeh hi tiru chazal, apologize again for the photocopies, lomar b'fnei shlosha. Those types of words and statements and comments about someone is allowed to be said in front of three people. Why? V'taluhu, kevan sh'omer hadvar mifnei shlosha. When I speak those words in front of three people, yodea bevadai sheyavo hadvar m'laznav. I know I'm speaking to three people that those words are going to get back to the subject who I'm speaking about. Why? The chavr is like a friend has a friend. People talk. I once heard, I think, Moshe Weinberger say that the Jewish secret is something you only tell your three best friends. People talk. So if I'm speaking in front of three people, I know it's going to get back to the person I'm speaking about. The alkein who shomer es atzmo be'es amira lomar be'ofen shelo yehe minkar milashon olashon gnai. If I'm speaking about someone, and it's a statement that could be understood in one of two ways, if I'm speaking in front of three people, I'm going to be careful to say it properly. I'm going to be careful to not mean gnai, because the person's going to hear about it, and I don't want that person to know or to think I'm speaking negatively about him. The Chavetz Chaim gives his own example. If you turn the page, the Chavetz Chaim's example is Unitzayar Davar Echad Umizeh Nakish L'chol Kayotze Bezeh. I will draw one scenario, and from there you could extend to all similar cases. Kigon, for example, Shoshoa Lumlo, they ask a person, Aye Nimtza Ish, where could I find a fire? V'hu Meshiv, and the person who was asked responded, Shum Timson in so and so's house. Shemivashlin Tamir Basar Dagim. They're always, and this is a time in Rodin, I can't imagine they were consistently having meat and fish for their meals. So a person says, so and so's house, there's always meat and fish in that house. That statement can be understood in one of two ways. Imrotze, if a person wants, motzi ze belashon she'en bo gnai l'chavero. That doesn't have to be negative. What could that mean? Sometimes there's nothing negative. He's got a large family. He God blessed him with a lot of money. He has a soup kitchen in his house. He's always feeding guests. It doesn't have to be negative. You're asking where the fire is. I'm saying go to that person's house. There's always a fire. They're always cooking. Why are they always cooking? Well, they're always cooking because they're always hosting a lot of people and they have a large family and God bless them. All those types of Lashon Hara is all based on the way we're saying it. It could be negative. It could be that this person just, he's a glutton. He's always enjoying meat and fish. That was very uncommon back then to eat that way. So it could be something negative that he's all into his desires and olam hazeh and he's throwing away his money and overindulging. It could be negative. It could be positive. It could be one of two ways. So then it's mutter to say in front of three people because it is going to be known. People talk, it's going to get back to the person, so clearly I meant it in the proper way. The Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, but if I say it in a way where I'm making facial expressions or my body language connotes some kind of negativity, then obviously it's going to be us or in any event.
But as Adonis said, we learned at the very beginning that even saying good things about people is not permissible.
What do you mean?
You can't talk about somebody. Regardless of what you say, I misunderstood.
I don't think we said you can't talk. You shouldn't be overly. The Chafetz Chaim is going to write later on. You shouldn't be overly excessive in your praise because people start to question that. You can't say something if you think a person is going to be super critical or that's going to trigger some negative reaction. But sure, I could say it about someone. Like, great speech. Okay. So and so is very nice. You have to be careful. If you're talking to that person's enemy, then it's not so smart because you're going to trigger Lashon Hara. But that's the Chafetz Chaim. What he does say then is his major kula with many, many tenais. The Chafetz Chaim says that if a statement is said in front of three people, any of those three people can then go ahead and repeat that. Again, I hear Lashon Hara, or I hear a statement from you. No, not you. You would never speak Lashon Hara. I hear a statement from Reuven. Reuven says in front of three people. At that point in time, it is going to be mutter to repeat that to someone else.
Even to one person.
Even to one person. Now, why? So Chafetz Chaim explains on page 6. And here's where it's very interesting, because the Chafetz Chaim says, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, and the Chafetz Chaim says, the reason it's a Yesh Omrim, because it's a Rambam, a Rashbam, and a Smag, but he says, Rashi, Tosos in two places, Rabbeinu Yonah, all disagree. So the Chafetz Chaim could have easily said, I'm going to hold like the opinion to say it's Usher. The Chafetz Chaim says it is a Rambam, and it is a Smag, and it is a Rashbam, so I'm going to quote this L'Halacha, but I'm going to quote it as a Yesh Omrim. There are those who say, Dim Echad Siper Gnus HaChaver B'fnei Shlosha, if someone spoke negatively about a friend in front of three people, after who Avar B'Vadai Al Isra Lashon Hara, the person who spoke the Lashon Hara, he violated the Isser. Af Al Pikein, Im Echad Ne'a Shlosha Shashamar Davar Zeh, Siper Achar Kach La'Cherim, spoke it over to other people subsequent to him hearing it, lo avar bizeh iser lashon hara. It's no longer lashon hara. Why would that be? Mitan the kevun the shlosha yodu mizeh mimela kvar nishma hadavar v'no de lakol the chavra islay u'bedavar asur diskalos lo asur torah mishum lashon hara. If three people heard it, that means everyone knows about it. Because there's no such thing as a Jewish secret. So if three people hear about it, everyone knows about it. And if everyone knows about it, that's not called Lashon Hara. The Torah never forbade speaking something that everyone knows. And if three people hear it, everyone knows about it. Therefore, it's no longer forbidden for me to go ahead and repeat that piece of gossip to someone else. Now, it's a big chiddush, this halacha, because granted, the three of us heard it, but we're not allowed to repeat it. Meaning, there's Lashon Hara. So, everyone's only going to know about it if I speak about it. But I'm not allowed to speak about it. But now I'm allowed to speak about it because everyone's going to speak about it. But we're not allowed to speak about it. So that's this funny underpinnings of this halacha. I speak Lashon Hara in front of three people, they're definitely going to talk about it. So now, any of those three people can go tell anyone else. But they're only allowed to tell anyone else because they're going to talk about it. But they're not allowed to talk about it. So that's the funny, I guess, the halakha.
How will the people that they tell know that they heard it with three other people there? You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it would be
Lashon Hara. When you tell it to me, I'm still not allowed to believe it. If you're one of those three people, and you come to me and say, listen, Rabbi Molitsky, I got to tell you something. I know, I heard this, there are three people, and now it's only Lashon Hara. I'm still not allowed to believe it. There's still a prohibition on me of believing Lashon Hara. But you're now not bound by the Isser Lashon Hara because it's already known by everyone. Now, there are a couple of conditions the Chafetz Chaim says need to be met. Number one, I can't have any intent to further publicize it. Meaning, if it comes up in conversation, that's okay. But if I'm thinking, ooh, I got a great piece of gossip, I heard about this, let me now, you know, we all like to be the one who, not we all, some people, speaking for myself, like to spread out a juicy piece of information. If my goal is to now publicize this further, then it's not included in that prohibition. Number two, I have to have heard it myself. If then I tell you, you can't now go and tell everyone else. It's only for the three people who were there or heard that piece of Lashon Hara on their own right. Number three, it only works, and this maybe answers my question before, if the three people who are hearing it, if any of the three people aren't full of Yirat Shemayim, aren't God-fearing Jews. Because if they're God-fearing Jews, you don't now have three people who are going to spread it to everyone else because they keep halacha. They're not going to speak Lashon Hara. That heter is only if, let's say, it's said in front of four people. I'm a Yirat Shemayim. Let's assume I'm a Yirat Shemayim. And I hear this piece of information with three non-Yirat Shemayim. So then I could assume that they're going to speak it out. It's already known. Now I can go ahead and tell that piece of information, provided that my goal isn't to publicize it further. But if it's only three people and one of them have the tremendous Yirat Shemayim, so then the heter falls away because it's not going to be known. The Chafetz Chaim says it's a suffolk. Let's say that people aren't full of Yirat Shemayim, but they're family members or close friends. So if one of the three people are family members or close friends, they might not want that gossip spread, even if they're not religious, even if they don't care about the Isser of Lashon Hara, they don't want their family member or their friend denigrated. So then the heter won't apply. And the last condition the Chafetz Chaim says, it's only true in that city. Because Chavra Islay travels within one city. You can't say that it's going to travel from Vilna to the United States. Now I don't think that would apply anymore with... Right, with email and with phones, now within 3 seconds, it's worldwide. But that is an important both Isser and Heter in Lashon Hara. Number one, to say Lashon Hara in front of three people, there's no Heter. It's actually worse. The more people hear it, the worse it is, both because the person is further embarrassed and denigrated and hurt, and because your lifnei ivril titei michshol is applicable to every person who hears Lashon Hara. But if a piece of Lashon Hara is said in front of three non-God-fearing non-relatives, it's already considered to be known, and it is going to be permissible to repeat that information, provided that your goal isn't to further publicize or further denigrate the person.
Does the
Lachavitz
include Jewish people only?
Yeah, so Lachavitz Chaim is going to say later that Iker me Iker Adin, it's only applicable to Jews, but a person shouldn't go around gossiping about non-Jews either. There's one last important point, which the Chafetz Chaim says. I believe he says, 1 second. Okay, I can't find it right now. It was one of the footnotes. The Chafetz Chaim says that things that are going to be... Basically, he reiterates the fact that things that are very known and everyone knows, so then it's not bound by Lashon Hara. And that becomes very... People were asking last week about things that happen in the news. Right? A person gets in trouble, a person gets arrested, a person is involved in a scandal... And you didn't hear it from the person himself, so you're not one of the three. But everyone knows about it. It's Yadua Lakol. It's been published in a newspaper and spread around. Sen Chafetz Chaim says it's not included in the prohibition of Lashon Hara, but there has to be some basis to believe that it's true. Right? Often what we read about are accusations. So I don't believe that the Heter of the Chafetz Chaim would apply. Was accusations, but if it's known that a person is, let's say a person admitted to the sin or a person was convicted, let's assume that's enough of an evidence to tell us that it actually happened, so then it's already known, so it's not going to be included in the prohibition of Lashon Hara. We will stop here. Everyone have a good night. Enjoyable couple of days.
So you should never say to anybody, like, how was that speaker? Because then
so the Chafetz Chaim says...